The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I pray that all of you are well, inshallah, and that you are healthy, and that you are enjoying the blessings of this holy month of Rajab, inshallah. You know, often in life there are existential questions, you know, that are either put to us or that come into our own minds sometimes and that are important to answer. Questions like, is there a God, for example, right? What's the purpose of life? What happens to us after death? These are questions that are naturally occurring because this life is a journey. We find sometimes we come across events that we don't quite understand. And sometimes these questions are put to us by people who don't have a religious worldview, you know, who would like to find a crack in our belief structure. And so these questions are important. And we find that, alhamdulillah, our religion answers these questions. You know, I think more than anything that would brings comfort in our faith is that our faith is based on intellectual principles, right? Especially when it comes to our belief structure. I think I've shared this with you, and I'm not shy about sharing this, that, you know, when I was in university, I questioned my faith. You know, this was long before I took this journey, but I questioned my faith, right? Because this is something we've been doing since we were kids. Now, is it true? Because when you face all of these different ideologies, face all of these different questions, sometimes it does shake us, right? It does make us ask these questions. And I was fortunate, you know, that the advice that I got was to go and seek these answers in our own faith first, right? This is something that we've been practicing for a long time. We have many relationships in this faith. We have many contacts in this faith. And even though it may not have been concrete faith, there was still a faith. Call it a blind faith, but there was still a faith. You know, blind faith is still quite effective, you know. And the advice that I got was go seek these answers in your own faith. And sometimes I think what happens is that when these questions come to us, we go and look at Buddhism, Christianity. Baba, come here first, right? Come to your own home first. Seek these answers here first. And in most instances, you will find that our religion provide us answers to these questions, you know. And alhamdulillah, it brings a ton of satisfaction to know that what we are doing, what we are believing, what we are practicing has some intellectual proofs backing to it. One of the questions that comes about all the time that we get in our heads as well is the questions of tests and trials, right? Difficulties. Life is full of difficulties. Life is full of ups and downs. I don't think anyone ever has a life that is without some form of difficulty or the other. Again, I've said, like, if we were really reflective and we thought about things quite a bit, we would find that there isn't more than 24 to 36 hours that goes by without there being something that's a test for us. You know, that test could be big, that test could be as small as stubbing your toe on somewhere that makes you ask, ow, why did this happen, right? But some things are always going to happen. They're bound to happen. And this is the way the nature of life is. And so the question, an existential question, is that why are there tests, you know? And not only why are there tests, right? Like, the second existential question that comes to us from a religious worldview is that you have a God who is merciful. Why doesn't this God prevent these things from happening, right? Because when you talk about tests and trials, these questions are really split into two. The first question is about the event itself. Why did this event happen? I think that question is a separate question from what we're trying to answer today. The question about why this event actually happened, why did someone fall sick, why is there poverty, why was there a tsunami, why was all of these things, there are multiple ways of answering these questions, right? Number one, I think, just because we can't just ask it and not answer it, that's one of my pet peeves, you know, when someone poses a question from the mimbar and then just leaves it and goes somewhere else. But to answer this question, we have to sometimes go into depth on it. We are very quick to blame God for some things, but many of the times the problems that we face are our own doing, right? It's the doing of our own actions, right? If I, for example, eat unhealthy, and if I get sick, I can't blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for my illness, right? Like, this is my doing. If, for example, you have a country that has been provided tremendous amount of wealth, yet they don't look after their own people, now you have poverty, we can't look here and say, why is there poverty, Allah? Allah will answer us back and say, didn't I provide for you, right? And so a lot of these things that do happen in our world are our own creation. They're not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. And the other things that do happen, right? It's like tsunamis and these type of things. The problem with us as human beings is that we have a very small, narrow view of things. It's either for me, if it's good for me, it's good for everyone else. If it's bad for me, it's bad for everyone else. When the reality is that we're not the only existence in creation, right? Like, Allah has, everything is in creation. And so sometimes when some things happen that may not necessarily be good for me, it might be good for another creation, right? And so for the earth itself to be able to release certain forces so that there's not a larger catastrophe later is good in the grand scheme of things, but for me individually, it might cause some difficulties. You understand, right? And so that's the way we kind of answer those questions, right? And tests are relative, right? But the other question that I think still comes about, which is important, right, is that, fine, this event that happened to me was the creation of my own fault, or let's say someone else was reckless in how they were driving and they caused an accident with which I suffered, or there was poverty, or there was a tsunami, or there was something. Yes, okay, grand scheme of things, it's good. But this God who is merciful, why doesn't He just say pause? Right? And not allow it to happen, right? Like, if you had the ability to just hit pause and remove the person from the line of the accident and then continue, right? Like we see in movies and things like that, right? Like, so why doesn't God just do that? And so we have to answer this question, right? To figure out that what is the purpose behind these tests? I think for a very simple understanding, yet it's, I think, quite important if we reflect on it, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless of the event, whether this event is my doing or someone else's doing, is not really concerned about the event. Events will happen every single moment of our existence. Imagine if God tried to interfere in each one of these things. God is not concerned with the events. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking to see how we respond to these events. Yeah? What is my response? Is my response of a person of faith? Is my response a person of understanding? Is my response of patience, of satisfaction, the things that God has told us to try to be and have? Or is my response frustration, anger, violence, right? What is my response? And the response is the test. The event is not the test, because we're not in control of the event.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim Kareem Adi عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.